اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا.
أدعوتك ربي بقرآني جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانك يا من ينجينا إحسان. ودعوتك ربي بقرآني.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. May the peace and blessings of Allah be upon the soul of Prophet Muhammad and his purified progeny. Dear audience, Assalamu alaikum. You're listening to the program Let's Recite the Quran from IRIB English Radio, a program which aims to make us more familiar with the Holy Quran. This program consists of many interesting parts. We are going to listen to a recitation by a famous reciter. An expert of the tajweed of the Quran will analyze the recitation. And also, in the final part, we will have amazing stories about those people whose lives have been changed by the Noble Quran. Meanwhile, we will listen to some quotes of the late Imam Khomeini about the Noble Quran. You're tuned to the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. And I'm Mehdi. Ask you to stay tuned. According to Imam Khomeini, the Quran is the man-making book. Islam is the man-making ideology. Man in all his dimensions. Concerning the Holy Quran, Imam Khomeini has said, "The Holy Quran was revealed to train and develop the human being in all his dimensions." Dear audience, now let's listen to the recitation of Suratul Kawthar, recited by Sheikh Shahad Muhammad Anwar.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. بسم
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. You're listening to the program Let's Recite the Quran. And what you just heard was the recitation of Surah Al-Kawthar by Sheikh Shahat Muhammad Anwar. Now let's analyze this recitation in terms of the rules of tajweed. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajeem. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Inna a'tainaka al-kawthar. Okay, Sheikh Shahat Muhammad Anwar is reciting this surah in the riwayah of Warsh an Nafi'. Therefore, the maddul munfasil that we have in the phrase inna a'tainaka al-kawthar has to be lengthened to 6 vowel counts and not less. Because in Warsh, we don't have 4 or 5 vowel counts for either Maddul Munfasil or Maddul Munfasil. Maddul Muttasil or Maddul Munfasil. They both have to be lengthened to 6 vowel counts. The only Mads that can be lengthened to 4 or 5 or 2 vowel counts are Maddul Badal. Okay, for example, Atayna or Utiya. These are Maddul Badal. And they can be lengthened to 2, 4, 6 vowel counts. Or Maddu'aradun Lissukun. For example, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. You can lengthen the Rahim to either 2, 4, or 6 vowel counts in Warsh an Nafi'. Inna a'tainaka al-kawthar. The ra in al-kawthar has to be pronounced with thickness, with tafkhim, because it becomes sakin when we do waqf on it, and if it's preceded by a letter with a fatha, like in this verse, you have to recite it with tafkhim. You have to read it with tafkhim, with thickness. Al-kawthar. Ar, not kawthar. Okay, so we have to make sure that it is pronounced with tafkhim. فَصَلِّ لِرَبِّكَ وَانْحَرُ. The word صَلِّ, the صَاد has tafkhim because صَاد is a letter of istirla. So you have to pronounce this letter with tafkhim as well. And how do we do that? The root of the tongue is raised while pronouncing صَاد and the mouth opens vertically when pronouncing the صَاد. فَصَلِّ لِرَبِّكَ وَانْحَرُ. إِنَّ شَانِئَكَ هُوَ الْأَبْتَرُ. In the word إِنَّ, we have a noon that is مُشَدَّد. Noon, whenever it's مُشَدَّد, has to be read with غُنَّ. You have to apply غُنَّ to the noon every single time it has a شَدَّة. Just like in the word إِنَّ, the first word of this surah. And also, the first word of the last verse of this surah also has inna. So you have to hold the noon nasally for 2 vowel counts. Inna shani'aka huwal abtar. Sheikh Shahad said huwal abtar, which is a Warsh way of saying huwal abtar. Because in Warsh, whenever there is a saken letter followed by a hamza, the short vowel of that hamza goes back, okay, is transferred to the letter that has sukun, huwa labitar. So we pronounce the lam with fatha, and the hamza is the other hamza, hamzatul qat, is disregarded because naql takes place. Huwa labitar. Huwa labitar. Walard, for example. Al-insan. Instead of saying al-insan, Warsh says al-insan or walard or huwa labitar. These are all instances of nagl that appears in Warsh an Nafi'. And finally, we have the ra of abtar, which is a ra that has to be pronounced with tafkhim, because the ra has a sukun preceded by a letter with a fatha. Thank you, dear listeners of Arab English Radio, for listening to this segment of the program, Let's Recite the Quran. Now I invite you to listen to the next segments of this program. Thank you.
كتاب الله كتاب الله كتاب الله.
Dear brothers and sisters in faith, you're listening to Let's Recite the Quran from IRIB English Radio. As you may know, the Quran is a book that can change the life of the one who is in contact with it. In this segment, Brother Yasser Ibrahim is going to tell us stories of those that their lives have been changed by the Noble Quran.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, dear listeners. In our previous program, we discussed a particular incident that occurred regarding the verse of the Holy Quran, that is the 7th verse from Surah Qasas, the 28th chapter of the Holy Quran, in terms of its, you know, eloquence and in terms of its beauty, in the way the verse has been formed, in terms of what it contains, and so on and so forth. In this segment, again, we will be showing you, or we will be trying to rather narrate to you another beautiful story of how an individual who was not Muslim, or as the story goes, got, you know, drawn into the beauty of the Holy Quran just by means of the eloquence and the fine details of the verses of the Holy Quran. And this being one of those verses which, according to the story you will see, has been designed in such a way that it contains so many aspects of the Arabic language. Now, obviously, we do not want to go into the details and into the extremities of the Arabic language, but if somebody, you know, was able to actually know Arabic, studied Arabic morphology, that is sarf, or grammar, which is nahw, and then obviously balagha, which is the eloquence or the rhetoric of it, they will be able to understand the Quran in terms of at least the beauty of it and in its linguistic form a lot better than most other individuals. And that is why the Quran obviously revealed Arabic for that particular group of people. Now, our story, or as the story goes, is narrated to us by a scholar by the name of Allama Sayyid Hibbatuddin Shahristani. Now, from the story, it comes quite clear that this individual was in Iraq, and he was resident of the city of Baghdad, because as the story will show, that there is an incident regarding him and a group of individuals who are not Muslim, right? As the story goes, that in Baghdad, they used to have a society. So they would come and they would sit and they would discuss. And some of those scholars and academics and intellectuals who would come to this gathering were non-Muslims. They had obviously Baghdad, Iraq, being a majority Muslim country. And obviously within it, you had those who were Christians and those who were Jews. And even today, for example, we see that there are other religions as well within the Iraqi borders, even though that's another discussion altogether. So these individuals would come together and they would, you know, discuss certain things. So at that moment in time, there was a particular radio that was on and it was playing. And this verse from Surah Qasas, that is the 7th verse from the chapter, began to play. And the verse, again, we will read it in English for the benefit of all. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. We revealed to Musa's mother, saying, "Nurse him. Then when you fear for him, cast him into the river. And do not fear or grieve, for we will restore him to you and make him one of the apostles." Inshallah, we will continue our story of Sayyid Hibbatuddin in our next episode, inshallah. Until then, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah wa barakatuh.
Dear brothers and sisters in Islam, that was the final part of the program, Let's Recite the Quran. If you have any comments, questions, or suggestions, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. And you can also visit us on our website, that is parstoday.com. Please subscribe to our YouTube channel, which is Call of Islam Radio. Until our next episode, we'll leave you in Allah's care. Have a nice time and goodbye.
ذكر وموعظة ونور فيه شفاء للصدور وشفيعنا يوم النشور آياته تروي المدى وصفاته نبع الهدى نلقى الجنان بحبه لن تستقيم حياة هو القرآن والفرقان إليه تنصت الأكوان وفيه تعطر الآذان والقرآن ضياء يملأ الآفاق ونور يبعث الأشواق وفيه محاسن الأخلاق.